When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
And thank you for joining us on Jacksonville's Morning News. Along with Rich Jones and Benjamin Fritkus, I'm Christine Bellino. It is your final chance to share your community school's story.
Duval County School leaders host the last in a series of public workshops at Terry Parker High School tonight. School leaders will outline a master facility plan that could close dozens of schools. The district says a $1 billion funding gap in its budget is driving the need for a major overhaul. Benjamin Fritkus, 104.5 WOKV.
I want to bring you a little more depth and detail to this as well, as school board chair Daryl Willey has been featured, as many board members have as well, in each of these public workshops. And I would imagine you all have been getting an earful. And we really do kind of hear this as each community is sharing its own school story. Big picture, what are your takeaways so far, Chairman?
The community is being able to hear and understand the value and appreciation that folks have for their public school. And I think oftentimes we don't hear about it as much as we should. But what I'm also taking away is that we have some great schools, some great advocacy for those schools, and we're going to increase the parameters in which we're making this decision. And that's why we're having the community meetings, to get this input to move us towards the next step in the process.
What are the next steps in the process after tonight at Terry Parker High?
Yeah, so tonight at Terry Parker, we have our last of seven community meetings. We've met in every single board member district to hear and listen, to get questions answered for the community, but also hear input about solutions and potential opportunities to move forward. So the next step in the process is actually a focus group. So we'll have a focus group made up of SAC committee members and school committee members, as well as experts and community members from around the city. So in feeder patterns for high schools, they will be put into those focus groups and dive into some of the solutions that we're talking about. And the first step in that is really coming up with what are the parameters, what are the ideas we're going to filter this through to make that ultimate decision.
As we consider the potential role that you've seen it at each of these community meetings, folks who are showing out in different colored T-shirts about their individual schools, do you want to have some of those same people involved in these focus group meetings and not just have it be an outrage sort of conversation one time only in a public workshop, but do you actually want to see the engagement beyond?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I tell people all the time, this is the initial sort of idea scenario from a consultant. So this is no way, shape, or form the final plan. That list that you see, it'll probably change another 20, 30 times before we get to that final sort of plan that gets submitted to us as a board, because we haven't voted on anything. There's no recommendation to the board. This is merely conversations at this point. So your point is well taken. We want those folks who are outrage and advocates for their school, but we also want it to be solutions-based conversation. So we know we have to do something. We have to change something within our system to make us more efficient and effective and better for our kids and community. And we want those folks, but we also want their ideas about solutions, ideas about increasing achievement, ideas about increasing efficiency. And we're seeing some of that. Over these last couple of meetings, we've seen the same people show up, but each time we're actually seeing them become even more curated with their ideas, their thoughts, and they're really digging into it and providing some really great insights to us as a board.
Has there been a surprise that you've had along the way?
Not a surprise necessarily, but we're definitely starting to see trends. Folks want to, of course, we didn't tie in much. We wanted it to be a very raw sort of scenario that we looked at first. That's why you see this plan with some surprising schools on there that most people would say. But now what we're going to do in this next phase is really start to add in some of those parameters, whether it be transportation, whether it be school performance, whether it be different student populations, our special needs populations. So we're going to start to tie those things in, but we're starting to hear from those communities about what they value most. And it's exciting to hear, because we'll be able to really dive into and make a decision based on what the community is actually asking us to do.
The inevitability, School Board Chairman Daryl Willey with Duval County Public Schools, by the way, we're talking about the master facilities plan. The inevitability is that some schools that are underutilized will close, and the inevitability is there will be some redrawn lines. So what does it look like in terms of the decision timeline from this point forward, and how does the new superintendent, Dr. Christopher Bernier, really kind of get involved in that and shepherd that through as ultimately it's going to be the board decision?
Yeah, that's a great question. So Dr. Bernier has already been, he's actually come to a number of these community meetings before his tenure has even started, just to listen, to understand what the community's concerns and needs are. But he's also trying to dig into the book. So he's met with the CFO and some other folks to kind of get an understanding of how we got to where we are today. And I'll say this too, like it's we keep saying there's a $1 billion hole, but it's really a $1 billion forecast that we're looking at. So if we continue the way that we're going right now based on increasing cost and construction and whatnot, we would end up in a $1 billion hole. So that's why we have to sort of switch this up in some way, shape, or form to make sure at the end of this we make good on the promises. He's definitely involved now, and I ultimately believe that he's going to be the one that brings us this recommendation that says, here is the next sort of phase and what we need to do, whether it's consolidations, whether it's closures, or whether it's another creative idea, because we're open to any and all to get us to the point where we're continuing to pour resources into schools.
You've got families on vacation. You've even got parts of the teacher makeup and support staff and the like that are away and kind of catching their breath over the summer break as we're all trying to get a little bit of time. As we're gathering again come the fall, where will this process be? And then kind of walk us through the remainder of this year as you see it now.
Yeah. So the next couple of weeks we'll have this group, the focus group will connect within the next couple of weeks or so, for the first time, to really come up with those parameters. After they come up with those parameters, the district and the consultant will go back and sort of create the next sort of iteration of this plan that we were speaking of. Once again, still internal to the district, not a board plan yet, not a recommendation to the board yet. After that, that plan will then go back to that focus group. The focus group will get to see that plan, meet in those focus group feeder patterns once again to talk through what scenarios actually work this time, what things still need to be tweaked or changed. And then as we move towards that October time period is when we'll start to look at how a recommendation to us as a board. So Dr. Bernier and that staff will come and say, hey, based on this feedback from focus groups, based on these parameters, here's the recommendation that we have as a board. And so that October-November timeframe is when I anticipate us getting something in our hands to make a decision on.
Before we let you get, School Board Chairman Daryl Willey, just one thought popped in my head. Do you find it hard personally, and maybe as a board, but I guess this is really just personally, to not lay blame or cast blame somewhere? Like we have heard, for example, the impact of charter schools and at the state legislative level and whatnot. To your point earlier, you said we need solutions-based feedback from the community. Do you find it hard to just lay away whatever blame may be there and just move forward to, we got to solve this, whether this is good competition, bad competition, fair, unfair, we got an issue?
Yeah. I think it's a both and, because you have to take into consideration all of those factors and sort of work the plan that you have, but also there are other things that you can affect. There's voting that happens in Tallahassee that affects us locally within education. So we also have to be mindful of that and make sure that we're voting people into office that are going to Tallahassee that really understand the local landscape of education. So I think you have to think about those things at the same time. But yeah, being able to cut through the noise and also control what you can control is something that I have been thinking a lot about. And when I sit in those meetings, that's exactly what I do. How do I figure out those solutions? Think about questions that I need to ask of staff. Because at the end of the day, a proposal will come to us, and we'll have to ultimately make the decision. But even when it comes to us, I guarantee you there's 7 different minds on this board, and we're all going to be thinking a little bit differently. So that's going to be a very robust conversation as well. And I'm looking forward to it.
And it's going to be a difficult conversation that'll come later on in the fall. But the next opportunity to be heard and share your story with your community school is tonight, Terry Parker High. Things get going at 5:30. Y'all start the meeting and presentation at 6. Appreciate the time this morning and being transparent through the process. Duval School Board Chair Daryl Willey. And you can find a whole lot more about the Master Facilities Plan on the school district's website. They've got a lot of deep information on that. We'll continue to follow updates along the way.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.